Hari Yamuna Ravana cha Yamuna tera banachari na tera banacha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Radhama Tabiha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Madhava Kunja Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kiya Srila Prabhupada Kiya. I'll take come out from here with a moment. Lip tight. Yeah. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. Narayanan Namaskritya. Naran Chaiva Narottamam. Devin Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tatoyayam Udirayet. Nasta prajeso abhadresu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Bhaktir Bhagavati Utamas Loke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistiki Nigama Kalpataror Galitam Phalam Sukamuka Tamrita Dravasamyutam Pivata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muhuraho Rasika Bhuvibhavukaha. So, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter 1, The History of the Life of Ajamil. Text written is 3, the one written. Adharma Laksana Nana Adharma Laksana Nana Naraka Cha Anuvarnita Narakascha Anuvarnita Mambantara Cha Vyakyataha Mambantarascha vyakyata Adhya Swayambhu Jataha Adhya Swayambhu Jataha Adharma Laksana Nana Narakascha Anuvarnitaha Mambantarascha Vyakyata Cha Vyakyatya Adhya Swajambhubo Jataha Adharma Laksana Nana Narakascha Anuvarnitaha Mambantarascha Vyakyata Adhyah Swayambhuvo Jataha Adharma Laksana Nana Narakascha Anuvarnitaha Mambantarascha vakyata
Adhya Swayam Bhuvoyata Adharma Lakshana Nana Narakasya Numarnita Mambantarasya Vakyata Adhyaha Swayam Bhuvoyata Adharma Lakshana Nana Narakasya Numarnita Naranpantarasya Vakyata Adhya Swayam Bhuvoyata Adharma Lakshana Nana Narakasya Manurita Mambantarasya Vyakyata Adhya Swayam Bhuvoyata Adharma Lakshana Nana Narakasya Anuvarnita Mambantarasya Vyakyata Adhya Swayam Bhuvoyata Adharma Lakshana Nana Narakasya Anuvarnita Mambantarasya Vyakyata Adhyaha Swayam Bhuvoyata Adharma Lakshana Symptomized by impious activities Nana Various Narakaha Hells Cha Also Anuvarnitaha has been described. Manu Antaraha, the change of Manus. In one day of Brahma, there are 14 Manus. Cha, also, Vyakyataha has been described. Adhyaha, the original. Swayam Bhuvaha, directly the son of Lord Brahma. Jataha, wearing. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki. You have also described, at the end of the fifth canto, the varieties of hellish life that result from impious activities. And you have described in the fourth canto the first Mambantara, which was presided over by Swayam Bhuva Manu, the son of Lord Brahma. As there is no purport, so we continue to text 4 and 5. Priyavratotanapador Vansastacharitani cha Dvipavarsa samudradri nadyudhyanavapnaspatim dharamandala sansthanam bhagalaksanamannataha yotisam vivaranancha jatidangasrijat vibuhu. Translation. My dear Lord, you have described the dynasties and characteristics of King Priyavrata and King Uttanapada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead created this material world with various universes, planetary systems, planets and stars, with varied lands, seas, oceans, mountains, rivers, gardens and trees, all with different characteristics. These are divided among this planet Earth, the luminaries in the sky, and the lower planetary systems. You have very clearly described these planets and the living entities who live on them. purport by His divine grace, Srila Prabhupada ki jai ho. Here the words Yate Dan Asriyat Vibhu clearly indicate that the Supreme, the Great, Almighty Personality of Godhead created this entire material world with its different varieties of planets, stars, and so forth. Atheists try to conceal the hand of God, which is present in every creation. But they cannot explain how all these creations could come into existence without a competent intelligence and an almighty power behind them. Simply to imagine or speculate is a waste of time. In Bhagavad Gita 10:8, the Lord says, Aham sarvasya prabhavo, I am the origin of everything. Mata sarvam pravartate, whatever exists in the creation emanates from me. Iti madva vajante mam buddha bhava samam vitaha. When one fully understands that I create everything, by my omnipotence, one becomes firmly situated in devotional service and fully surrenders at my lotus feet. Unfortunately, the unintelligent cannot immediately understand Krishna's supremacy. Nonetheless, if they associate with devotees and real authorized books, they may gradually come to the proper understanding, although this may take many, many births. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 7:19, Bahunanjam manangante janavam mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvangiti sa mahatma sudurlavaha. After many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. Vasudeva, Krishna, is the creator of everything, and his energy is displayed in various ways, as explained in Bhagavad Gita 7, 4, and 5. A combination of the material energy, Bhumirapo Nala Vayu, and the spiritual energy, the living entity, exist in every creation. Therefore, the same principle, the combination of the Supreme Spirit and the material elements, is the cause of the cosmic manifestation. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyanam Gyana Salakaya Chaksurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhuttale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrayatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parigyana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakam Svitam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gourangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, translation again. You have also described at the end of the fifth canto the varieties of hellish life that result from impious activities, and you have described in the fourth canto the first Manvantara, which was presided over by Swayambhuva Manu, the son of Lord Brahma. My dear Lord, you have described the dynasties and characteristics of King Priyavrata and King Uttanapad. The Supreme Personality of Godhead created this material world with various universes, planetary systems, planets, and stars with varied lands, seas, oceans, mountains, rivers, gardens, and trees, all with different characteristics. These are divided among this planet Earth, the luminaries in the sky, and the lower planetary systems. You have very clearly described these planets and the living entities who live on them. So, we continue with the nectar of the Srimad Bhagavatam. They say the Srimad Bhagavatam is like a cake. Doesn't matter from where you cut, it's very sweet. So here the history of Ajamil is starting. And before that, so we are getting a summary. This is very good, you know, when you are learning, before going to the next course, it's better to have a summary and see if you understood everything nicely. So here we have a summary about what has been explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam till now, no, in the last cantos. So the life of the Manvantaras, the Manu, Swayambhuva Manu is the first one. Then his sons, Priyavrata and Uttanapad, were the sons of Swayambhuva Manu. And then one of the main subjects of the Srimad Bhagavatam is the creation. Actually, at the beginning, the first cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam are dedicated to creation. And later, more details are given. Like in the fifth canto, we have more details of the creation. So, this is the signs of God. And these signs shall be understood properly from very basic things. We cannot jump to try to understand God as He is. You know, it's very difficult for our minds. It's, how you say, it's mind-blowing. How you say, blowing or blowing? Mind-blowing. The mind will explode. So we have to try to understand aspects of God that are more easy, that are close to us. Like we have this fantastic creation. This is the subject of the Sankhya philosophy, to understand everything we have around, all the details, all the elements, and then finally to see the hand of God behind it. So this is a very special part of knowledge. The knowledge of the creation, how the creation exists. And more important, what is the purpose behind all this creation? Is meant to keep us here, to enamor us, or to take us to a higher platform, a higher understanding. Krishna made it very nicely. We have in the second canto how Krishna is directly explaining Lord Brahma how shall be done. Like today when I came here, I have his Holiness Radhanath Swami explaining the disciples all the details, how you have to put the signboards, how to put it. Everything is under higher authority, higher intelligence. The same way the world, we won't see Radhanath Swami here putting a signboard. No, he's not doing that. Otherwise, what we will be doing, there won't be service for us. I'm sure he don't mind to do it. But he's directing many things. So in the same way, Krishna, he's directing so many things, have very important affairs. So he explained Brahma. Okay, Brahma, you have to do the material world this way, that way, and that way. And you have to create the subtle body, the gross body. Don't forget the false ego. This is very important. Otherwise, we won't be able to live here without the false ego. You know, it's like when you go to swim in the ocean. We are coming from Tenerife. Tenerife is an island in the middle of Atlantic Ocean. And many people go there for diving. And when they go to dive, you can see they have a whole dress, you know, neopreno and some bottles with oxygen. Why? Because they are not meant to live in the water. They are earthly beings. They are meant to live on earth. But they want to discover how is the ocean. We have curiosity. Okay, so take this neopreno dress, a bottle of oxygen, learn how to breathe, then you can dive. And for a while you are like a fish in the water. But you cannot stay there for a long time because you are not from there. In the same way, we, the spirit souls, the jivas, we come here to this material world to have a different experience. We are having a wonderful experience in the spiritual world with Krishna, but we are curious. How will be life without Krishna? Or how will be life me being Krishna? Because this is the idea, no? We come here, try to be Krishna. Okay, how is going to be? So we come to a foreigner atmosphere, material world, where Krishna can disappear. In the spiritual world, there is no hope. Krishna is always there. Here, Maya make Krishna disappear a little bit. So they give us a, Brahma give us a neopreno dress. False ego, mind, intelligence, and then put the gross body. Now you can live. You can identify yourself and you can be a conditioned soul in the material world. You can try to be God. And this is the effort of everyone. Everyone is trying to be God here in the material world. My Guru Maharaj, many times, very often, he quotes his friend, Burijan Prabhu, explaining the idiosyncrasy of the conditioned souls. Like everyone is calling, hey, please, listen to me. Pay attention. I am the center of the universe. You know? And all of you are meant to serve me. This is the idea of everyone in the material world. Like we are like the feeling, like in a movie, we are the heroes and the other ones are secondary actors and actresses supporting our role. But unfortunately, we are not the only ones. There are many heroes. Many people demanding to be the center. And this happens immediately when we take birth. We are the center. Our parents put all the energy, all the love, all the affection on us. But soon as we start growing up, we discover that there are many other centers. We go to school and wow, that's a big frustration. We are not the center, the only center anymore. There are many, many, many centers. So there is always conflict. World is beautiful, but it's full of conflicts. Because everyone is trying to exploit the material nature and become the center, become the controller. Be the richest man. The greater of the greatest. This. And this is the biggest misery. I don't know, probably you have been meeting very rich people in your life. In my preaching, I have to meet this kind of very successful people. And you can see they are full of anxiety. Full of anxiety. Many of them, they have tics. You know, yeah, it's true. Because it's a constant competition. There is always 10 or 20 trying to get what he have, trying to take over his company or his assets or the family. It's terrible. The other day I came through a list of the, these are very old kings in Spain. They were called the Visigodos, before the Romans and all this. These are a little bit after the Pandavas, but our history starts from there. And these Visigoths, there was a list how, when they were born, when they were kings, and when they die, and how they die. Practically no one of them died of natural death. They were all killed. And they say, who killed them? The son, the brother, the neighbors. They were always, and they don't last long. They were lasting 4 years, 10 years maximum, 5 years. Immediately there is another one trying to take the position, the throne. So this is the material nature. So this is what is explained here. But material nature is made in such a way that we can wake up from the dream. Okay, a moment come in our lives, so much fighting, so much struggling, so much suffering. For what? I am not happy. I have everything. I conquer so many goals, but still, I am not happy. There must be something else. Also, when you live in places like these ones, in the middle of the nature, naturally you discover there must be someone behind this. There must be some intelligence, superior intelligence. Maybe I am meant to surrender to that intelligence, because doesn't matter what I do, everything is organized in a way that happened the way it is, not the way I want. So the people on the rural area, they learn and they finally accept to work following the nature, natural rules. This is there. And very rarely you find atheist people on the rural areas. People are theist. They may not have a very deep understanding of God, but everyone accepts there is God. And doesn't matter where you go. You can go to Spain, to Africa, to America. You speak with them, they believe in God. Because at the end, they learn to accept the supreme power. You know, you make all your arrangements, but then you depend. There will be rain, there won't be rain, you know. A tornado comes and destroys everything. So you start learning how to pray. We have to pray, peace God, so that something will come. So the world is created in that way. It's very, very difficult to be an atheist, living in the middle of nature. Cities are creating atheists. Because they are taking out God from the equation. Are trying, like Prabhupada say here, this is very difficult. It's very difficult. Atheists try to conceal the hand of God, which is present in every creation. In every aspect, God is there. So we have nowadays the scientists putting all their effort to take out God from the equation. Yes. Everything is working because of this, that, and that. But these people, they are described in the Bhagavad Gita as Maya Parita Jnana. Maya have taken away their intelligence. They are so intelligent, they cannot come out with proper conclusions. The real scientists, they are all devotees of God. They are finally Krishna Bhaktas. The real scientist. The other day I came across a book that is called God, the Creation, and the Facts. And was written by two scientists from France. France is a special country. There are many atheist people there. ISKCON is not allowed in France to be registered legally. We are, as a cultural entity, we are not registered in France. So these two scientists, engineers, they wrote a book about God. And they explain, It's impossible that God is not existing. There are so many facts. You know, and they give so many scientific arguments that are so heavy that it's impossible to accept that there is a God. There is a, at least you have to accept there is a superior intelligence. And they were giving few arguments that are very simple, but at the same time, how you say, very contundent, like no argument. Have you heard about the finest, I don't know in English how to say, finest adjustments? You know, in the scientists have discovered 30 of these parameters in the universe that are so fine, I see. They are very, very, very nicely adjusted. These parameters are adjusted so, how you say that, the word? Precise, very, very precise, that if something happens, if there is a little bit of this adjustment, the whole universe is destroyed. And there are 30 of them that they have discovered. Most probably there are more, because we are like the frog in the well. We don't see everything. We just find a little bit. And he was explaining like the speed of the light. You see, the speed of the light is measured with numbers, and that number have 15 decimals. You know what are decimals? After the comma, you put 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 15. They say, if you change the last decimal, one more or one less, the universe is destroyed. So there must be someone intelligent adjusting everything nicely. Otherwise, how this happened? So this is a very strong argument presented by these scientists. And they are quoting many other scientists. And they say, most of the scientists, they are theists. There are only few that are not theists, and they are making a lot of noise. And everyone are buying them, because the society don't want God. So they are pushing forward their theories, they are pushing forward their arguments. Yes, 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 God is there. There is no God. An explosion. And they say, okay, an explosion, and how you get all these parameters so nicely adjusted? When did you see that? That you throw a bomb and then a very beautiful building is built with all the regulations, you know, electricity, water, perfectly there. No. There is an intelligence. So this is the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam, to make us understand there is God. Analyze, understand the creation, how everything is created, how the hand of God is everywhere. We have the universal form, the Virat Rupa. The rivers, the trees, everything is part of the body of God, the sun, the moon. Everything is connected. So like this, we come to the understanding that God is with us everywhere. Then our happiness can start, because we start seeing the hand of God and how God is creating so many beautiful things. Although temporary, because we cannot get enamored with this. One day we have to go. I have an Indian friend that was telling me, yeah, yes, but I love life. It's so beautiful, life. I love the sunset, the sunrise. It's so nice. Yeah, it's very nice. But it's temporary. You have to die. Now you are 70-something. One day you are kicked up. Be careful. You cannot be here forever. So all this knowledge is very important to be assimilated by us. And then when we assimilate this knowledge, then we can go to Krishna Lila. Yes, we can understand how Krishna is working. Why? Because our heart is getting purified. Only through the purification of the heart is that we can understand God. Otherwise, not possible. With a contaminated heart, we will never be able to understand God. You know, we see Krishna dancing with the gopis, and then we think that Krishna is having a lusty affairs. Like another Indian friend was telling me, Krishna kareto ras lila, mem kareto character lila. So Krishna is doing it. So everyone call it rasa lila. I do it, and I have dubious character person. No, 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 my friend, Krishna is not doing what you are doing. Krishna is doing something else, but you don't understand because your heart is full of lust. So you see lust everywhere. So now we have to develop love. And when we develop love, then we can understand the loving affairs of Krishna. Mm-hmm. And this is the goal of our life. So we start the process of bhakti yoga with the idea, the whole idea of purifying our heart. And we become the wisest persons in the universe. The devotees are the most learned entities. And what is the process of the devotees? We have morning program, we chant Hare Krishna, we glorify the Guru, we attend Srimad Bhagavatam, and then we go and clean pots in the kitchen. And through cleaning pots and doing menial service, we become illuminated. So much knowledge comes to us. We immediately understand everything. Oh, yes, yes. We read the Srimad Bhagavatam. Oh, yes, 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 yes. It's like this, like that, like that. No confusion, no speculation. Such an amazing process. Someone cleaning pots in the kitchen is a self-realized, illuminated soul. And the scientists, the whole life, universities, so much investigation, and they are completely confused. No way. So the way of acquiring knowledge is to surrender to Krishna through the Guru, through the process of bhakti. This is the way to acquire real knowledge. As it is explained, yes, once Srila Prabhupada asked the disciples, what is the most important verse in the Vedas? Do you know that? Pastime of Prabhupada? For you, which one will be the most important verse? Let us try. Prabhuji, tell me one. Sarva Dharma Parityaya. It's a good try, but not. There's another one. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. This is a very, it's a good one. It's a pushing one. But no, it's not that one. What else? Yeah, they told Srila Prabhupada this. Harinama, Harinama, Srila Prabhupada say no. And they told Srila Prabhupada, Trinada Pisu Nichena, Taroro. No. And Prabhupada finally told them the birth, the most important birth in the Vedas. Yasya debe para bhaktir. Yata debe tata guru. Tasya iti katita hyarta prakasante mahatmana. Says, this is the most important, because if you have faith, full faith, both in Krishna and in Guru, everything is going to be revealed. You don't need anything else. You don't need to go to university. You don't need to... I shall not speak because maybe... No, Bhakti Sastri is good. All this is good. This is Prabhupada created to engage our minds. We have to engage ourselves. We have to learn knowledge because we have to preach also. And we have to start by our own mind. We have to preach to ourselves and we have to preach others. So we have to learn everything, you know. But the basic is faith in Guru and in Krishna. Then everything is revealed. Okay, the Guru is telling us to clean the pots. We accept, we have faith. Or we get so many explanations in the Bhagavatam, you know, Brahma was born of the lotus flower. I never saw that. Okay, let's have faith. You know, everything is working. I feel so happy every day. So this must be good also. Okay, I have faith. My guru is such an amazing person. Certainly he's right. Yeah? So faith is there. Mm-hmm. And then everything is revealed and revealed and revealed. And it's revealed in a very special way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is the essence of knowledge, the essence of knowledge that we get in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and then we become Mahatmas. Samahatma Sudurlava. Every devotee is a Mahatma. Because every devotee understands Vasudeva Sarvangiti. Krishna is everything. Krishna is the life of the devotee. Every devotee is ready to sacrifice whatever for the service of Krishna. Because Vasudeva Sarvangiti. And then we become Mahatmas. These are the real Mahatmas. Srila Prabhupada said, this is my duty to say who is a Mahatma and who is not a Mahatma. He had many arguments, especially here in India, in Mumbai, in the Juhu Beach, morning walks with his friend. How was the name of this friend, Srila Prabhupada? Huh? Dr. Patel, yes. Patel, certainly Gujarati. So Dr. Patel was arguing this Mahatma, this Srila Prabhupada said, they are rascals. Oh my God. Recently we had kind of something like this going on, no? One devotee says something about one of the esteemed Mahatmas, and we had to write a whole article to apologize because everyone. But Prabhupada was directly. These are all rascals, you know, because they don't surrender to Krishna. If they don't surrender to Krishna, they are not Mahatmas. So the symptom of knowledge is that you surrender to Krishna. Hmm? Okay, so I think I'm going to stop here. We could say many things from the Srimad Bhagavatam, and Krishna Katha is so nice. I have been now 2 weeks in India without preaching so much. And to be able to preach a little bit is like a little bit of breathing. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam class. So, if you have any question, any commentary? Yes, please.
How do you maintain enthusiasm in the long run, like 20, 30, 40 years, 50 years, doing the same thing again and again? Because it becomes mechanical and sometimes there are ups and downs in life also.
Yeah. Now I'm celebrating my 40th anniversary in Krishna consciousness. Haribo! I hope we reach 50, 60. And I see the devotees that are 50, 60, they are very happy. They are not. And the enthusiasm comes from Krishna. Krishna is there waiting for us to surrender. And as soon as we do some service for Guru, we do some service for Krishna, immediately our heart is full with nectar. Hmm? Everyone experiences that. Every devotee. These are the basic things in Krishna consciousness. No? When you start chanting Hare Krishna, what happens? What are the two basic things that happen when you start chanting Hare Krishna? Huh?
Kleshida and Shubhada.
The heart is cleansed from all the unwanted things. And then happiness comes, you know? And this is the beginning. If you continue, so there is more and more and more. It may look monotonous. Okay, the same morning program, again, at the same time, the same song, Sansara Dava. It's the same one. For 40 years, they didn't change. And the same melody, you cannot change the melody. If you are out of the melody, all the devotees will look at you, hey, Prabhu, Prabhu, it's not the melody. The melody. And like that, the same japa, the same mantra, but every time we go a little bit deeper. Okay, we go a little bit, we get something new. Like Prabhupada say, no, Nava Jovanancham. Prabhupada is playing in a class, no? Nava Jovan, these devotees, they are experiencing new, always new nectar. And if we are not doing it, Prabhu, stop a moment and think, have an analysis, what's happening with my life? Why am I not enthusiastic? Why am I not experiencing this? There is something wrong. Maybe I'm offending someone, offending the holy name, or offending the Vaishnavas, or something is wrong. If you are doing it the things nicely, enthusiasm is going to be there. And as Rupa Goswami say, enthusiasm has to be accompanied by which other two elements? Patience and yes. Utsaha nischaya dhairyat. Tata karma pravartana. You do things properly, you follow the rules with enthusiasm, with patience and confidence. Yeah, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And Prabhuji, don't be scared of sacrificing for Krishna. Don't keep. You know, this is a problem nowadays in our ISKCON on the West. I don't know here in India. But now the devotees, they want to keep. You know, don't offer Krishna everything. Keep something. You know, for yourself. You know, you need a free day, one free day a week. You need... Okay, don't sacrifice so much. 6 hours of service is enough, Prabhu. And if we can do 5.5, okay. Like this, we are not going to experience. No, we have to be ready to sacrifice. Okay, today there is need of 8 hours of service. I'm ready. It's for Krishna. I'm making the sacrifice. I sleep a little bit less, or I do other things a little bit less. So sacrifice must be there. You sacrifice for Krishna, Krishna sacrifice for you. No idea. And you know, there is something that I have experienced in my life. I am a great fool. I know it. I live with myself. I do so many mistakes. But every time I experience so much love from devotees and the Guru and Krishna, and I say, okay, I have some hope. There is hope. So that makes us also enthusiastic. Okay, we are where we are, but there is hope. Like the other day, we had the drama, no, in Chopati. Hope against hope. It's there. Yeah, it's there. Any other question? Any other commentary? Class is till 9, no? Till what time? 9? Okay, so now 1 minute to 9. We leave it here? Or I tell you a joke? No jokes. Otherwise, well, we have a nice joke. I sometimes say in the Srimad Bhagavatam class. It's about the magic swimming pool. You know, you have a swimming pool here. I went to visit the other, but this swimming pool was magic. You know, anything you desire, when you jump in the swimming pool becomes that. So people were making so many desires, and especially devotees. Gulab Jamuns, swimming pool of Gulab Jamuns. Shrikant. Halava. Everyone, and one friend of the devotee said, let me try. And already the floor was a little bit slippery. So he slept, and he said, shit. Plush. so careful. That's why we always practice to say Krishna. When something happened to us, what we say? We get bang, we say, okay, we fall down, we say Krishna. So if this person was a little bit more trained up, imagine, asleep, Krishna. Swimming pool is made of Krishna. So here we leave it. Thank you very much. Kantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Govardhan Ekobilesh ki. Jamuna Mai ki. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.